Hey, Heavy J here. I just want to take a little bit of time to say thank you to everybody that's listening to this and people who maybe have just listened to some other episodes. I spent some time out in public, which is rare anymore, and I didn't bring up the show at all to anyone, but having people come up to me and tell me how much they like my podcast and how they always listen to the show and all this stuff, it's really humbling, you know. Makes you feel really good to know that you're doing something that other people enjoy. So this is a, like I said, a little thank you to everybody. It's been a good time hearing some stories and things that people liked and things people didn't like, even, you know, constructive criticism is always key. But it really has been a humbling day. And I know I posted that on Facebook, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/allout podcast. But I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know that it's been awesome. And I'm so glad that people enjoy my creation. But for real, keep listening because it's only going to get better. Things are always improving and looking up. So we got big plans and we're going to do it all out.
Welcome to the All Out Podcast with your host, Tommy J. John Hauser. Music, movies, wrestling, science fiction, entertainment. All things that exist. We'll talk about right here. All Out Podcast.
All Out Podcast. Those should be your three favorite words. And let me tell you why. Heavy J here. All alone tonight in the patio. We have a special investigative report that will be conducted by the only J-Ho, J-Ling crew in the whole world. I'm going to put some money on that, actually, that no one else goes by J-Ling or by J-Ho. And if anybody else goes by either one of those names, you know, too bad, we win. The intro that you heard there, the little speech that I gave, was actually a recording from last Saturday. It's been a week ago now. I had just gotten home, and I wanted to make sure that I had the thoughts that were fresh in my head, you know, on tape for everybody. Because those are some sincere words, and that's some true talk and some true love from Heavy J. So for everybody listening, you know, I appreciate it so much. And hopefully there are some new fans listening right now, and if you are a new fan, keep coming back, because we do this all for you. Every episode is for the fans, and this episode actually has a little segment from the fans. J-Ling on location at the local watering hole in Oblong, Illinois, Floyd's. This was also from Saturday. For those of you who don't know anything about Oblong, once a year, the last Saturday of October, is the fall festival of Oblong, the Oblong Fall Follies. Okay? And the Fall Follies houses the largest nighttime parade in Illinois. Only in Oblong. Only in the only Oblong. And it's a good time every year, and that's usually the one night of the year that Floyd's is just packed, right? So, J-Ling on location right now with a couple of new fans for the All Out Podcast.
So, this is J-Ling with the All Out Podcast, and you don't want to be a part of our podcast?
No, I'm just here to watch.
Would you at least look it up online? All Out Podcast. Look it up on Facebook. Okay. chair as your friends. So we're sitting here at the Auburn Fall Follies tonight. We're drinking some beers. We're hanging out by the jukebox. T Mills is on cue right now on the jukebox. Pretty excited about these. These guys never heard of T Mills before. We got one old boy who's from Atlanta, and you, sir, are from
Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm working, trying to get that food.
All right, and do you work for Bud's Barbecue? Is that racist?
No, I'm not. No, I work for Super Heat.
Super Inc.?
Super Heat.
Super Heat?
Yeah.
And what do they do?
We're molecular engineers. We wrap metal pipes, heat them up. We heat up metal pipes.
That's awesome.
And change the molecular structure of the metal pipes.
Nope. An educated man.
There you go.
Us, we make candy. That's what we do. Yeah, we work at first. Candy. You know something about Whoppers?
Whoppers. Yeah, McDonald's. Yeah.
No. Not those kind of Whoppers.
Oh my God.
That's Burger King, anyways.
Yeah.
I guess.
My bad.
But did you watch the parade?
Excuse me?
Did you watch the parade?
Did I watch it?
Yeah.
Just a little.
Stop! Stop.
It's all good. It's all good.
Good.
So, right there, a 12-minute talk with two really awesome dudes with the dropping of a cellular device cut it down to a minute and 50 seconds. Unfortunately, the rest of that little segment there, non-existent. The original plan for the All Out podcast last weekend was to record an All Fall Follies episode, right? And this episode's still going to do a little bit of justice to that, because we're going to call this episode All Out Podcast Episode 5, A Taste of Folly. Now, with the original plan, we had J-Ho with a hidden microphone talking to some people, and he had a sudden, how do we word this? He had a sudden grasp of conscious morality and decided he didn't feel right putting those on the air. So, okay. Problem two. We had Jay Ling's phone dead, right? Problem three, I was in and out, busy, and things happened. Now, problem four... you know, we'll clear it up a little later on, and you'll understand why. But chiming in right now, we let him know that we were doing this. This was our plan for episode 5. So here's a little Ted Nugent. He wanted to get involved.
This is Ted with the Nugent Minute. I just wanted y'all to know I just got to Oblong. I left this morning, but I had to hitchhike all the way from Nunchin. And I just got here because, you know what? No one picked me up. So I walked all the way from Nunchin, and I'm up here at the Fall Follies because it's Halloween time. And if there's anything that old Ted likes better than Christmas, it's Halloween time and follies. I'll give you another update here in just a little bit. Thank y'all, and God bless.
So Ted, is the plan for Ted, is he wanted to give us updates of his interactions at the Fall Follies, right? So, didn't hear anything, didn't get anything, nothing coming in, until at, like, way, way early in the morning, Sunday morning, and I get this.
This is Ted with the Nunchin Minute. Now, I know that
I didn't get to update everybody on the Follies, but that's because, well, old Ted, you know, had to walk all the way from Noonchan, and I got tired, so you know what I did? Old Ted, I laid down, and I took a nap, and I just woke up, and the Follies is all over. No fun for Ted, but if you're worried about old Ted having to walk all the way back to Noonchan, you don't need to worry, because I got a ride with a guy named Frank, and old Frank, he's taking me all the way back to Noonchan. And I told Frank, I said, Frank, I'm going to tell Margaret all about the Follies and the festivities, and I'm going to tell Margaret, I'm going to say, Margaret, we need to set us up a Noonchan stand at the Follies. So I'll keep you updated on how that goes, but me and Frank are going to drive all the way back home to Noonchan, and I got to get up and go to work in the morning. You see, it's harvest time, and old Ted does his own business, you might not know, but I'm the sole proprietor of Ted's apple getting business. So old Frank can have himself some apples and a Noonchan, and we are gonna party till the cows come home right here on the All Out Podcast. Thank you and God bless.
So yeah, I get this from Ted at like 2 in the morning, and God knows who Frank is and if Ted even made it home. But how about that? Ted with his own business, Ted's apple getting business. This sounds promising, if nothing else. So that was the Fall Follies. The Fall Follies episode. I talked to a lot of people, caught up with some old friends and people who have been watching, listening, I guess I should say, to the podcast and tell me how much they like it, and that's great and that's awesome, and it made my whole day, made my whole week. I'm still riding on that high, and finally hearing some like complete non-asked for feedback inspired all of us here at the All Out Podcast to make the following statements. Okay, first off, big announcement. The big announcement, hey, Facebook, the big announcement is, well, one big announcement is, you can now find us on iTunes. You can download the show for free, and it will be updated every time there's a new episode posted. So, that's going to be pretty cool, and what I'm going to do, as a special kind of thank you for everybody who's on the iTunes, is sometimes I get the episodes done before I put the links up on the Facebook page. So I go ahead and upload them to our hosting site, Podomatic. And whenever I do that, what's going to happen is iTunes is going to automatically pick that up. So if I'm feeling nice, I'll go ahead and I will update or upload the newest episode, and maybe give the iTunes fans a couple of days before I put the link up. So if you're on iTunes, just search for All Out Podcast, and then, boom, you have the newest episode. Subscribe to it. Why not? And you'll have the newest episode before anybody else does. Okay, that's big. That's real big for us, because this show started with myself and Jay Ling in a booth in my patio with no idea where things were going to go. We had, you know, aspirations, of course, but you don't know. You know, we didn't know what kind of feedback we were going to get. People were even going to bother listening, but it's happening. It's taken off. We're exploding right now, and that's awesome stuff. So I'm going to make sure that we continue improving everything, keeping everybody in line with these awesome improvements. It's priority number one. big announcement number two. We are slowly but surely making our way to a video podcast. And when we do this, we will also rip the audio and keep the only audio podcast the same way you're listening to this right now. But we're going to have a YouTube channel. Information on that coming up. The first video on the All Out Podcast YouTube channel will actually be the on-location special investigation with J-Ho, J-Ling, on bathrooms/toilets. I've seen it. It's real good. It's actually on our Facebook right now, I think. If not, it will be very, very soon. And that will be the first video uploaded to the YouTube channel. What we're going to do is, starting off, basically it's just going to be video clips that we can send in independently between the three of us. And the podcast will actually be on the channel as well. But for right now, it will just be the audio, and then we'll throw some pictures in on the video. When season two starts, which we haven't really decided when the season break is going to be, we are going to take a few weeks off and then come back hard for season two. Season two will be an all-video format. And like I said, you'll still be able to get just the audio if that's your thing. Hey, that's cool. But if you want to watch us in action, you'll be able to do so. So that's real big, two big, huge announcements for everybody. And really, flying solo, that's all I've really got, except for one new segment that I came up with at work one night. Was I'm going to, on my way home from work, I have about a 10-12 minute drive, I'm just going to record some thoughts that come to my mind. Okay? So, there's this old saying here in Crawford County, Illinois, there's more to see on Route 33. I'm sure you've heard it, and maybe not lately, because the tourism promotional things for this area are just... But at one point, they actually really tried to get people to come here because there's more to see on Route 33. Well, now, thank you to the All Out Podcast, there's more to hear on Route 33. This is day one on Route 33.
This is Heavy J with a new segment for the All Out Podcast, possibly a separate podcast altogether. We're going to see how it goes and see what kind of time I can take up in a week. Basically, what I'm doing is on my way home from work every day, I'm just going to record me talking about whatever comes into my head. So I'm going to start things off. I make candy for a living. Just like J-Ling, just like J-Ho, John Hosier, we all work together at Candy Factory. We make candy. Candy that I make sometimes, we have to put this stuff on it called glaze. Basically what glaze does is it seals the candy up and seals the shine in and adds a little bit of extra shine so the candy's nice and shiny. Well, glaze is about 400% alcohol. Not really, but it's pretty strong stuff. And we were talking about tonight, me and another guy that I work with, and basically he likes the smell of it when you put it on the candy and it hits the air and stirs it all up. He said it smells like Jack Daniels, and I said no, it doesn't. And I've said this before, my thoughts on what it smells like, I've told a lot of people that I work with, especially new guys that are coming in and learning, you know, how to do this. It smells like if you could make alcohol from cat shit and then drink a bunch of it and then throw it up, and that smell that stays in your nose, that's what glaze smells like. When I was 12 years old, I got hit by a car. I was riding my bike to my grandparents' house. My grandparents live, like, on this, not a one-way road or an alley, but it's a small road, and it's a dead-end road. And about halfway down the road, I checked back behind me to see if there were any cars coming so I could cross the road. So I was riding my bike on the side of the road where traffic would be coming at me, like you're supposed to do if there's no sidewalk. And I didn't see anybody. And I looked again before I crossed. There was a car that was just turning onto the road. And we're talking at least 150, probably 200 yards. So I start to cross, and this car apparently didn't see me. And they were going real fast. And I took a side view mirror to the back of my head, and it flipped me over twice and threw my bike about 30 feet. And I had a huge knot on my head, probably a pretty bad concussion. I didn't go to the hospital because we were poor. Not poor enough to get help from the government, but poor enough that we couldn't afford to go to the doctor. So I'm pretty sure I had a concussion, and it has affected my memory. I remember a lot of things early on in my life, even. Like, my first memory, I was 1 year old. And, like, I still remember that. And I remember everything real good, you know, up until that point. I remember a lot of stuff about my childhood. And now it's a struggle sometimes for me to remember things like short-term memory. I assume that it's, you know, there's some correlation there between the injury and my memory, but could be other things. I mean, I don't know. I haven't done drugs, like, you know, not a habitual drug user, you know, not an alcoholic, and it's probably that. My cousin and I were walking through the woods one day, because we did that when we were kids. We were outside all the time, you know, growing up in rural America, and we were walking through the woods like we always did in the summer. And he turned around and was looking at me, because this day we had decided to bring a video camera out with us just in case we found something cool or whatever. And we were talking, and I was recording. He turned around to look at the camera, and this deer ran in front of us. And he got surprised in enough time that he turned, and, like, just out of initial reaction, he punches this deer right in the head. And it just kept going. I got hit by a car once when I was a kid. And I was going to my grandparents' house. I was about 12. And they lived on this road. It wasn't a one-way road. It was a dead-end road. It was real small, not real wide at all. And about halfway down the road, I looked back over my shoulder, because I was riding on the opposite side of the street as the traffic, you know, like you're supposed to do. So I look over before I cross the road, and there wasn't anybody coming. And I looked again a little bit further down the road, and I saw this car just turning onto the road, like 150, 200 yards back. So I go ahead and cross to get to their driveway, you know, and boom! Side view mirror right to the back of the head. And I flipped over a couple times, and my bike shot out pretty good distance, and I assumed that I had a concussion. You know, I didn't go to the hospital. We didn't really have the money, and I had a huge knot on my head for weeks, man. And I blacked out. But after that, like, my memory, like, my short-term memory is really bad. Like, I have to really focus on things if I want to remember them, you know. Like, it's frustrating for other people, you know. Telling me something, telling me to do something, and then, like, I totally forget about it. You know, it's really frustrating. Like, I tell the same stories sometimes over and over again. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's from that, you know, because I didn't do drugs growing up. You know, I don't do drugs now. You know, I experimented a little bit, but not a lot. It's not for me. I don't drink a lot. I went through a period where I drank a lot, but I, you know, I had the problem before then. So I figure it's because of the car hitting me in the head. Growing up, my cousins and I were like brothers and sisters, you know. My oldest cousin was just a little over six months younger than I am. And we were like brothers, like every day, you know, we were hanging out and doing stuff. And we got into a lot of mischief, you know. And like to spend a lot of time outside doing stuff. We got into backyard wrestling a little bit, and I'm told that I had a bad neck because of just like being born with it. It's a combination of that and the time that my cousin probably did some damage to my neck. We were wrestling around, you know, and I was on the ground on my stomach, and he put his head to the right of my head, right? He put his shoulder on the back of my neck and hooked my arms behind my back and then flipped his whole body over. And then to inflict more pain on me, because we were stupid and we tried to hurt each other, he kept, like, after he bridged over me, he would keep putting all, like, flipping his legs back up in the air and, like, basically doing a handstand, but not with his hands, like, with his shoulder on my neck. And at one point, I felt and, like, heard what sounded like a crack. And my neck is horrible. There's some days where I puke because my head and my neck hurt so bad. And if I pretty much always have a dull headache, but there's days where my head just throbs and it's all in my neck. I've heard some really offensive things in my day. A while back at work, me and Jaylene were sitting at a table, and we were watching the news, because the news is always on in the break room. So we're sitting there watching the news, hanging out. And we're sitting there, and it was Martin Luther King Day, I believe. Or it was the day after, and the news coverage was talking about a bus of Martin Luther King's relatives had gotten into an accident, and without missing a beat, Jay Ling looks at me real serious. He's like, they should have been riding in the back of the bus. One time, I used to have really, I didn't want to say I had a bad temper, but I would blow up over nothing every once in a while. I was making spaghetti or lasagna or something, like baked spaghetti maybe. It was in the oven, and I was pulling it out of the oven as it was done. And this is probably 10 years ago. Maybe not 10 years ago. 8 years ago. And I burned my hand on this glass pan this pasta bake was in, and I just grabbed it and threw it across the living room. So I had this tiny apartment, and the kitchen was like in the hallway, and it was all opened up to the living room, and I just threw it, and I had to clean it all up. I didn't have anything to eat. Decided to call Jay Ling's mustache the Thong Thrasher. It's probably not accurate. That's all for day one. Heavy J out.
Also, on Facebook, facebook.com/allout.